Thank you.
Are you what's called a lame duck?
I think so.
Okay, roll call.
Kit?
Yes.
Malcolm's not here. Robin's not here. Bill?
Here.
Jim?
Here.
Margaret?
Here.
And Harold, of course, is not. Gordy?
Here.
Jack?
Here.
And Grace is not here.
Okay, and then we have the consent agenda, of which we have two of the four sets of minutes for me to sign. They're from October and August of last year, or you should say August and October, which, anybody remember back then?
Okay, I'll take care of it.
The November
4th. Yeah. You'll need to do a motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the minutes from August and, do I do them one at a time? Or
yes, one at a time.
I move that we adopt the minutes for August 8th, 2011.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and we need a motion to approve the minutes from the October 10th meeting, 2011.
I'll move that.
Okay, Peggy moves, and we have a second.
October
2011. Jim, checking. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Good.
All right. Guess what? We're up to threshold for timber cubic feet per acre, resource land to non-resource land. Bob Hart. Did everybody get their email? November and January will be forthcoming. I can't really.
What I'll do is I'll email them out to everyone. You can email me your changes, corrections, whatever. Then I will have Kit come in and sign them when they're done. That's the best we can do at this point.
Good.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah, we want to make sure that Kit, gets the maximum dollars out of her presidency.
Yeah.
Chairperson.
Chairperson. I'm sorry. Chairwomanship. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Chairperson.
And you might want to mention the card that's going around.
Okay, there's a card going around for Harold's mother that passed away.
His mother and mother-in-law passed away, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think his mother-in-law passed away last night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it is.
How old was she?
I don't know.
You know, his mom was 102.
Yeah.
I guess we should put losses instead of loss.
Yeah. And his wife hasn't exactly been well lately either, so, I'm worried about her.
Great.
Yeah.
Harold's wife,
is it? Yeah, she's been really having some help. He's really been going through it. Of course, I should talk. I lost my mom and dad within 35 days. Mm-hmm.
Frederick?
I was thinking.
Frederick, I don't know if you need to sign that, okay?
That's not yours.
So,
what
like mine?
Did I move on here?
Sorry.
No, don't keep me in line here. Okay, number four on the agenda is Bob. Threshold for cubic feet.
Moving
right
along.
I like your style. Thank you.
Why did
you become chairman? Because I'm the one who is going, all right, this is all legalese to me. Anyway, Bob.
At the last meeting, people said that they wanted to compare the changes to what the code currently says. So I put in the strikeout underlying version here to show what the proposed changes are. Does anybody need me to go through the basis of why we need to make some changes at all?
I think we understand.
I want to say, first of all, this helped a lot.
Okay.
I have one possible correction.
I know. I've got a correction on page one of the report.
Okay.
On the second paragraph, the third line, it says, I also what to be clear, and I should say, I also want to be clear.
Okay.
To state that this determination of the standard.
Don't you love spell check?
Spell check.
I know, that's what I mean.
And I have replacement pages for anybody that wants it.
Okay.
Has it in there?
The only
what else would anybody, would you like to?
I would need that.
Yeah, they are.
Sure. Just the page one?
Just the page one, unless Kit starts ripping and gouging.
It's one little itty-bitty thing, and I think it was an oversight. On page 6 of 7, that's 2C, goal 2, policy 7. With your changes, there is no policy 7, so I think that would supposed to be 5. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because that's part of what you changed.
Yeah, I took out 7.
And so 7 became 5.
Yeah. Correct.
So that, you know, it was nitpicky, but I caught it.
Hey, good for you. All right.
Better now than later.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a correct correction.
Yeah, there was a correction, yes.
All right. Are there any comments?
Could we vote double for
salary?
So moved.
Is that double zero?
Double what?
If we're going to double,
we
might as well vote to, you know, quadruple.
Yeah. What
do you think? This is a federal budget.
Yeah. Okay, back on subject. Does anybody want to discuss this at all anymore? Other than what I said, I thought so. Did you read?
I'm fine with it. I thought it was good.
Well, I really appreciated having. First of all, I think anytime we send something on, it should be as clear as we can possibly make it, because mm-hmm. it's not their. The people we're sending it to, it's not their issue. Mm-hmm. This is our issue. Something we want changed, and we want to make it easy for them
to
accept. The reason you want to change it. Mm-hmm. And the more you can put down to make it look more logical and reasonable, the better. And that's what I really like.
At the Rural Planning Commission, that when we were discussing the roads, that was one thing that they said, you know, that this doesn't seem to be ready for us, and that they wanted to have the actual language and what would be replaced and all that. So, you know, this should really help that get passed.
And as hard as it is to get anything done, and, you know, with committees and commissions, I think the closer you can have it to being accepted as written, the more chance we have of it going through.
I know. I did a great job with
Bob. Yeah. Jack, you helped her?
Oh,
no,
Bob.
Bob did. All right. Good job. Anybody want a motion to approve?
I will move that we approve. We adopt the amendment to the I don't actually know what to call this. Maybe someone else should make a motion.
The changes to
I would move that
all right, Jack.
Adopt the proposed amendments to the code regarding timber designations. As proposed by Mr. Hart.
Second.
Jim Frick, second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay.
Okay.
Hey.
You guys are on it?
Now, how do I get this to Planning Commission?
It has to be anything that is from the LDAC has to be recommended. It goes to the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then the board directs the planning director to do what he needs to do with it, whether workshop or planning commission, and then we go from there.
Okay, so would you be taking this to the board?
What will probably be the process, as Harold has done in the past, you can look at his letter that he put together when he did the original recommendations to the board last June. You would put together a letter such as that and email it to me.
Okay.
And then we will, if you want the board to review that letter, you can. And then from there, then I would put it together with, usually Harold dropped it off, but in this case, you do the letter.
I still have to come to town.
Well, if you do the letter and you email it to me, and it's if you want to, then you can sign it, you put this together, and then you take it over to the board's office, and that would be the rest. Then the board, the commissioners have to look at it and do whatever they're going to do, and then they have to direct the planning director to do what he needs to do.
Okay. So I need to write a letter and then give it to you.
I would volunteer. you need any assistance in any of that delivery?
Well, I'm not in every day, but I'm in a couple times a week, so I mean, it's not a problem. Yes, Jim?
One thing that I found interesting, I was talking with Don Moore, who's the chairman of the Planning Commission, the Rural Planning Commission, and he was, I said that I was disturbed that after all the research and stuff that this committee had put together on, like, the Deer Winter Range and then the traffic study and the roadway systems
and the fire.
You know, that we were commissioned to try and help facilitate
develop
the plan better than it, and take out what was more restrictive than the state had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it was almost like it was frowned upon that this committee even existed. This was just my opinion, and that we had made the recommendations that we did, and there was some grievance on the roadway part of it from, and maybe our lady with Public Works could tell us, but from the Public Works Director and the engineer at one of those meetings, and it was contrary to what this committee had come up with. And then secondly, on the Deer Winter Range, I mean, none of those people ever had come in here on the urban area planning and listened to that presentation that ODFW did. And had they, I think they would have been shocked at the lack of science that had been done to come up with the conclusion that they did on the Deer Winter Range, as we were. And so, you know, I almost felt like we were a bunch of children in here and that we didn't know what we were talking about, and that slapping us on the wrist for the, you know, conclusions we'd come to. And I felt a little offended by that because I didn't spend a year of my life in here to be kind of talked down to like I was a third grade child or something, you know. And it really was offensive to me because I thought, here we were picked by the commissioners to come do this job. And then it was being treated very lightly. And I think Jack felt the same way, did you not, Jack? And, about some of the way that we were treated in those meetings? I'm talking at the Rural Planning Commission.
I wasn't surprised.
No, I know you weren't surprised, but tell us the truth of what you felt about all the time that we put in on this and how we were treated.
No, I don't know. I can't do that diplomatically.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's as diplomatic as I can be. And I, you know, it's like, I really, Rob is a good friend of mine here at Public Works, and Don Moore is a friend of mine. And I told Don, I said, you know, you have to be in our shoes to be able to make some of the decisions that you guys are making. And he goes, well, what you guys don't know is the decisions that you guys made will go up to LCDC and get thrown back in our face, and we're not going to allow that to happen. And that's what was communicated to me.
You know, that is unethical of him to communicate that, because as the chair of the Rural Planning Commission, he should not be making proclamations about decisions that the Rural Planning Commission has not yet made. And that is highly ethically questionable to him.
Well,
besides this, he has not been at any of those workshops except the last one.
I know.
That is the only workshop that he has attended since the third workshop that he has attended since I joined the Rural Planning Commission back in last summer.
But what was really obvious to me, and I just wanted you guys to know this, that we all sat together in lots of these meetings and stuff, and Gordy, I mean, we're from a wide range of background and experience in this field, okay? And Ron Wright really had a powerful... manipulation of the board and their decision, in my opinion. And I think he was upset with us because he knew that he was going contrary to the wave in this group of some of the decisions that we had been talking about, and that's where some of this is coming from.
Okay.
He actually supported us on the deal.
I know, that's the only thing.
That
Malcolm helped us on that, too.
But no decision has been made yet. You've got to understand.
Okay.
Workshop, the continuation on Roadstar.
Thanks, Jack.
On the Deer Winter Range, I need to advise the committee. Margaret and I uncovered additional evidence in support of our position. It develops that in 1995, the Bureau of Land Management for the Medford District, which of course goes all the way, did a study on winter ranges for elk and deer. And guess what?
Yeah.
There are no deer winter ranges in Josephine County.
Imagine that.
So when we go to the next hearing with the challenges and whatnot, we have more ammo in our gun.
Okay, now I heard from Malcolm, and this may be hearsay, but he said our proposals at the Planning Commission level looked like they were being received positively.
Except for the roads one, and we're having a continuation of the roads here workshop on
Tuesday. Okay.
Well, the others are all prepared now to go.
I think part of that is because they were in this kind of format where it showed what was coming out, what was proposed to go in, so it would be clear to somebody who wasn't familiar and didn't have to dig out their book and look up line by line. It was right there for them to see, and then it's easy to, at least in my mind, it's easier to go forward with something. Yes, Gordon?
Well, I'd just like to throw some reflections here into this mix, having served on over the years a lot of committees both in the city and in the county. I just last year spent 2 years on a city committee system development charges, working with staff, diverse group of people just like this. I've been peripherally involved over the last couple of years with the UGB committee in the city, which is a huge issue in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go back all the way back 35 years to school committees and Hidden Valley High School and stuff like that. But the nature of the beast is that, for instance, this committee is a good example of it. We were appointed by 3 commissioners. One of the commissioners wouldn't sign off on it originally, even though she was one of the committee. But it didn't turn out the way she wanted, I don't think, so she didn't even sign off on it. The 2 commissioners that did sign off on it are both gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not uncommon, whether you're talking about the city council or county commissioners or whatever. There's only one constant, and we all know who it is. It's staff. It doesn't matter whether it's the public works department or whether it's the planning department in the county or whatever. There are the people who are there, and consistently, that's mm-hmm. their jobs. They get paid to do it a lot. And for better or for worse, they are the tail that wags the dog. And so, and to be fair to them, they have a longer-term perspective, and they may see some issues that we don't see. But what happens is that a lot of the stuff that we put our hearts and souls into, like focusing on it, the people that gave us the task in the first place are gone. The staff knows that we're going to be gone. They're the ones that are going to have to carry the ball. they're probably a little bit.
And
they feed it back to the planning commission or something like that. So I understand how it happens. I feel the same way that Jim did when I heard that, we'd done our first year's work and nobody even read it. I thought, I've got better things to do with my time. I'll drink beer before I do this. If nobody's going to read it. But I think all that we can hope for. I think that the best that we can hope for, the idea that anybody, whether it's the planning commissioner or the county commissioners or the city council, is going to take something that a committee like us, no matter how well-meaning, how diverse, they're going to take it and say, solid. We're just going to run with it. That ain't going to happen. What it would be frustrating is if we haven't opened the door and said, look, we examined this issue. Here's what we think, but at the very least, you need to examine it too. If they just shut it down by saying, well, it's not going to fly anyway, so I'm not going to look at it, that's ridiculous. We may be wrong, and they may come up with something and say, this isn't going to work, or we can't invest that kind of time in it, or whatever. But what we've done is said, here are some issues we looked at. Here are some things that we need to be changed. You need to at least let them see daylight and talk about them and see if they can be tweaked or whatever. If they won't do that, then I think we have a real legitimate gripe that we've wasted much of our time and, it ain't right. It would be unreasonable to expect that anybody, commission of any kind, city council, is going to take what we said and go, well, you're obviously a great group of people that have worked really hard, so we're just going to pass on.
No, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, Jack?
Following up on exactly what he's saying, I think you could reasonably say we're kind of the equivalent of a grand jury, and we have presented an indictment. And now the process has to take that and make a decision one way or another.
If I can interject something here, I think that what we have put forth has some good valid
substance.
And I know that Planning Commission is at least looking at it. We're going to get this to them somehow or another. I'll do a letter and follow through on my part of it. And as a committee, I think that we've done an amazing job. I mean, considering that most of these appointed committees don't really accomplish much of anything.
Well, I think it would be really important in that letter that we offer and almost demand that when these issues are discussed, that we be asked to participate.
Okay.
It's ridiculous to ask somebody to do a job, ask them to submit something, and then not have them there to answer questions about, well, how did you arrive at this conclusion? What was the process you went through?
Okay.
Well, the process is that it will go to a public hearing. Now, there have been workshops at the Rural Planning Commission on one workshop on each of these, and except for the roads proposal, it has been decided at the end of each workshop that these are now ready to go to public hearing. So they will be going to public hearing. At public hearing, I encourage everybody here to be there, and so that all of those comments can be made public. I think that so far everything has a good chance of passing. The roads, we're having a continuation of that workshop. You know, there are two people on the Rural Planning Commission. I wasn't here when the roads proposal went, but there are two people on the Planning Commission who were, one of whom is no longer on LBAC, who are both opposed to it. So that makes it more confusing because the only people there who really know anything about it don't like it. And that makes it harder for it to get through.
Do we have some kind of notification process so that we can be notified when those public hearings are?
And is that just on the public?
The public hearings, that will be noticed publicly both on the county website and at the newspaper.
So it's on the
Peggy is on the commission, so she would know. She could let one of us know.
Yeah,
if you'd be willing to email the group.
That would be great.
That would be neat. Because I don't spend a lot of time. Personally, I'm not on the county website.
Me neither.
Well, actually, maybe we could, and you'll know when each of these come up. Can you email them back and you can let me know?
I think because we won't be a group anymore. I don't know, Ann.
let me check on that because, I don't know whether it's the planning department's responsibility after tonight to do that or not. Because it is on the website. It's on the county planning website. I put it on there for every hearing, meeting, workshop, whatever. It's also, the workshops are not in the newspaper, just the hearings are.
Yeah, and the public hearings, I think, is what people want to know.
But I would need to check.
Sure, Darrell will let us know about that. When it goes to the hearing with the commissioners, I'm sure.
Oh, but that's two different hearings. The hearings with the rural planning commissioners, that comes before the commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
So the rural, and that's the hearing at which the Rural Planning Commission makes a recommendation to the committee, basically say they're going to approve it or not, but they're, you know, most of the public comment will be at the
Rural Planning Commission.
So
that would be the,
and that's the one that people,
that would be the meeting that I think we would need to show up.
That's kind of incorrect.
Okay.
The Planning Commission will hear, because these are in essence text amendments to the code. So the Planning Commission will hear these. They will make the decision. From that will be the ordinance. The ordinance will be the one that goes before the Board of Commissioners. When they review the ordinance, they can at that time decide to approve it or not approve it. So isn't that correct, Bob?
I think there's some confusion of who has what authority at this point. There was some delegation of authority down to the Planning Commission to make some decisions if it had to do with things that weren't resource-based. But a lot of these are resource-based,
mm-hmm.
So there's some confusion there. And the code also says that the board always has the authority to reach down and review decision of the Planning Commission, and I would strongly urge this board to reach down and review it because it affects so much of the county fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And to let an appointed group, no offense to your appointment, but an unelected citizens group make the decisions of how the roads are going to be done in Josephine County, I think is pretty
shallow,
overbearing in its bureaucratic implementation. So, you know, I would urge this commission or this committee, as a part of the letter,
mm-hmm.
that you would ask that the board review any of the hearing by the Planning Commission and make the final decision.
Don't they anyway? No, they don't.
In the way that
I mean, and just say that the board does the final approval or disapproval.
Only the
on the ordinance. The Planning Commission will have the hearings. They will make the findings. Then there's an ordinance that is driven from that because they are text amendments to the code. From that ordinance, you have a first reading and you have a second reading. After the second reading, it's adopted. Then you have 90 days and it becomes effective. So when the board does have their hearing on the first reading, that's when they review the ordinance, which in essence is pretty much what you have here. What is in this?
So that means that the board will only review it if the Planning Commission does approve it.
Right. If the Planning Commission denies it, then there's no ordinance that is derived from that hearing.
Yes.
And is there public comment? Is there public comment at both the?
Yes, there is. That the Planning Commission is the one that has the hearing, and all public is invited to come and speak, and anyone can speak at that public hearing, for, against, neutral, whatever. So that is the opportunity, as the Planning Commission, is the opportunity for the public to have their input, and this committee as well.
And the public does not get input as the board approves for this.
They have a hearing on the first reading of the ordinance. At that hearing, you have the opportunity to attend that as well. That would be the public hearing for the first reading, and that will be the board's first opportunity to review what they have here. But as Bob mentioned, because these are forest and, you know, agricultural lands, which may be, you know, in question here, the Planning Commission, I believe, has that option where they could defer it to the board to have a hearing to review that all over again. So
it's clear as mud to me.
So it depends. It depends on how. It really comes down to how the board wants to, if they accept or not, to review it again.
And I think that's all the more reason for it to be as tidy and together when we present mm-hmm. something to them as possible.
Agreed.
And I will draft the letter with some help.
We can do
get
that.
Get it to the appropriate people.
Okay. Thank you, Anne.
Jack, you wanted to say something?
No, I don't know anything.
Okay. But I think we've been talking about other matters under matters from committee members. Is that correct? We sort of jumped down to that.
You might want to mention the dissolution letter.
Okay. Under 5A, dissolution letter, it's been brought to my attention that Harold's letter resigning from the commission is also included a dissolution of our committee here. So I get to dodge that bullet, at least that one. Anything else? Anything else anybody wants to say?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm lost. Is there to sign off on as a committee?
No.
Sayonara, see ya.
I don't think we even get a thank you for your time and effort.
We're going to.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, we ought to meet next month for drinks or something.
Because it is like the last day of school.
Yeah, it is. Anybody?
I'd like to make a comment. Yeah. I really have enjoyed working with all of you on this process because, like, Gordy, I've sat on, 1,000 circuses and rodeos in this committee, it seems like, in committees. And this one actually had some substance to it, and we were able to come to consensus on a lot of issues. And I think it was a good process, and I don't think that we were very, I don't think we were appreciated by those that are getting the next stage of this process as our intentions were. I think we put some good thought into this process. I mean, I had my mind made up a couple of times, and I mean, there were other people, Malcolm and Gordon and stuff, that convinced me that, you know, really I was looking the wrong direction. That happens sometimes. I mean, it's like you said, they're never going to take our full body and of whatever we propose and, you know, just give it a clean shingle through. But I think that really with the thought process that went through, and I mean, when we had these subcommittees and we did that research on the side, I've never sat in a group that was willing to do that and take three different, you know, thought processes and bring it together to come to a conclusion. I think
I
it was
agree.
Very good.
I agree. I think that as a body, we've produced some good work. And I think we all could sort of pat ourselves on the back because this might have been just my gut feeling was that this was a nod towards public uproar over rural land development codes. And that they and that the commissioners didn't expect anything to come of it anyway. And I think that we've surprised them. And I feel good about that. Jack?
Let's hope.
Well, it sounds like the Planning Commission is at least, you know, looking favorably on some of the stuff that we've sent through.
I have one thought.
Yes.
Could you ask for a motion that the November 14 meeting minutes, January 9th, and February 13 minutes will be reviewed by you and then signed by you? And then that way we have approval from everybody that...
So moved.
Okay.
Yeah, I just moved that.
What she said.
Yeah, what she said. I moved it. All in favor in the first and second? All in favor.
All right.
Okay. That one
okay.
Moves. Is that okay?
That's good.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're in...
Well,
there's one more thing.
Oh, there's one more thing.
Nora has been reading this and has found a few more typos on it. So I don't know how you want to do that because you've moved to send it through as is. So
are these grammatical typos or is it serious? I need my glasses. Maybe we should...
why don't I just tell you what they are?
Okay.
You can... Okay, let's see. Page 1, bottom paragraph. Fourth line begins with used 2. These maps identify 40-acre blocks and give them, I believe it should be not then. True?
Them is...
But the maps identify and give a
right.
letter designation, so it's them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's a spelling correction. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, they're just typos.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, the better it is.
Please.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's just a couple more, and they all are on page 2, paragraph 1, third line, last word. Instead of polices, it should be policies.
On what page, I'm sorry?
This is page two,
first
of
paragraph.
Police.
Third line.
Instead of polices, it should be policies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I believe, if we look at the second paragraph, last sentence that begins with wording to be removed.
Yeah.
Instead of with, it should be will.
Okay.
Have a strike through and new wording will be in bold, etc., not with being.
Yeah, I caught that and I didn't I didn't change that because it wasn't actually part of what was being changed, but it does make a better...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, the more grammatically correct we can be, the better chance
we have. I just want to confirm that I was here.
Thank you, Nora.
Correction.
Well, is that all that you found?
That's it.
Okay.
Well, I will then move that we accept those corrections that Nora...
And is it appropriate for me and my copy to correct them before I email them with my letter? Or print them out? Or would Bob do this?
Well,
I can make the changes and email them to Ann.
And then
to
I'll email the document to you.
Okay.
Then it'll be in better
shape. Do you want this, Bob, for anything?
Please. Yeah, that'd be great.
Sure. Can you pass that?
Okay, so Margaret has moved.
And do we have a second?
I second.
Jim seconds. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Any motion carries.
Okay.
Great. Anything else?
No.
Thank you for...
Thank you.
Do you have any...
I would like to thank Nora for making this this available and staying here with us. Opening it up and
putting
out the word, doing everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I think as a group, we should thank each other for all of our hard work. You know, I think how many committees stay together this long, this well, and actually accomplish something.
I didn't have one thing to say, but not
yet. Still. Is there anything else? This is your final for the Rural Land Development Advisory
Committee. I would like to thank Ann, too.
Yeah, really. Thank you. You did a really professional job for us.
Sorry the minutes weren't all done.
We will definitely mention it to David Dooms.
That would be nice. It always helps with the loss of jobs going around the county.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm thinking that we're through our...
So, meet here in 1 week, was it?
No, that was Harold.
No, we should have had you all here.
I think we can adjourn.
I love short meetings.
Everybody can go home and have dinner.
Yeah, dinner would be nice.
Okay.